From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Great to see you last week.
I had a blast. It was great to see you, too.
How was the Book Expo?
The Book Expo was the biggest collection of book people I've ever seen. It was two city blocks full of publishers and booksellers and book people. It was just amazing.
I understand you had a long line waiting to see you.
Yeah, I turned the corner. I was signing these new copies of a Wordplay book to tie in with the movie, and I round the corner to the St. Martin's Press booth, and there's a whole line of people coming, snaking down and around the corner, and I thought, who are these people here for? and they were there for to see me and the book.
Oh, very nice. Cool. Congratulations. Well done. Glad you're getting
Thanks.
That attention. Well, you gave us a challenge last week, an interesting one, while you were here. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Joe Marie Privatera of Marietta, Georgia. I said, think of a five-letter name of a company that's often seen while driving on the highway. I said, you can drop the first letter and rearrange the four remaining letters to get a dance. Or, going back to the company's name, you can drop the second letter and rearrange the four remaining letters to name an event where the dance may be performed. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the company is U-Haul, and you do those operations, you can get hula and luau, where a hula is performed.
We had over 1,400 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Tina Nelson. She joins us from Billings, Montana. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
What do you do there in Billings?
Well, I am a home-based travel agent, and I play in the Billings Symphony.
What's your instrument?
French horn.
Oh, difficult instrument to play.
It is, and sometimes I make it sound that way.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
You know, I'm not sure how long, but I know it's over at least 10 or 15 years.
Really? That's a long time.
Yeah.
So you know what happens next, right?
Yes.
Tina, meet Will and let's play.
All right, Tina and Leanne, this is a good puzzle for two people. I'm going to give you two six-letter words. Change a letter in one of them to make a new word that's a synonym of the other word. For example, if I said riddle and center, C-E-N-T-E-R, you would say middle. That changes a letter in riddle, and it means center. The letter you change can be anywhere in the word, and the two words can be in either order. All right, your first one is flight, F-L-I-G-H-T, and terror.
Fright?
Fright, excellent. Number two is expect, master.
Okay.
Change a letter in expect.
Oh, okay, change it to an R, an expert?
Expert, excellent, as you are. Your next one is reduce, shrine, S-H-R-I-N-E.
No, change Leanne,
it.
I'm not.
No, I'm not. Go ahead, Will. A hint would be helpful.
Your hint is change a letter in shrine.
Shrink.
Yeah.
Shrink. Oh, they got it simultaneously. Good. Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E, and switch.
Change.
Change. Good. Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T. And tiptoe.
Oh, tip-top.
Tip-top, excellent. Damage and insure, I-N-S-U-R-E.
Oh, how about injure?
Injure, excellent. Regard, payoff. Change a letter in regard.
Okay. Reward.
Reward, nice. Strong, patent, P-A-T-E-N-T. And here's your hint. Change a letter in.
I got it.
You got it?
Potent.
Potent, you didn't need a hint. Good. Maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N, and rage, E-N-R-A-G-E.
How about Madden?
Madden, good. Outlay, O-U-T-L-A-Y. And forbid, F-O-R-B-I-D.
Uh-oh. Leanne, got any clues?
I'm thinking, is it outlaw?
Yes, it's outlaw. Good one, Leanne. Try this one. Scribe, S-C-R-I-B-E. Waiter, W-A-I-T-E-R.
Writer?
Writer, yes. Supply, S-U-P-P-L-Y. Limber, L-I-M-B-E-R.
Supple?
Supple, excellent. Stodgy, S-T-O-D-G-Y. Squire, S-Q-U-I-R-E.
Leanne?
Do you change a letter in squire?
Yes.
Is it square?
Square is right. Oh. Good. Here's your last one. Poison, P-O-I-S-O-N. Lockup, L-O-C-K-U-P.
Prison.
Prison is correct. Nice job, Tina.
Tina, way to go.
Well, I'm glad to have your help, but sometimes I just stumped.
Oh, tell me, only a few times. I was stumped more than you will ever know when you were coming up with the answers. You were terrific. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Quite a load of gifts there
that
for
is.
You, Tina.
I'm going to have to quit my job.
And spend all the time playing with your prizes, yeah. Right? Tell us your member station, Tina.
It's KEMC Yellowstone Public Radio.
Tina Nelson from Billings, Montana. Thanks a lot. You were a fabulous guest. I loved meeting you today.
Thanks. It was fun.
Okay. Yes, fun is always the watchword, Will. And now that we have a holiday weekend, what fun do you have for us?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Doug Heller of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Name two people who have been in the news together recently. One of them has a three-letter last name. The other has an eight-letter last name. Move the first letter of the eight-letter name to the start of the three-letter name. The result will be two words that are synonyms. What are they? So again, two people who've been in the news together recently. One of them has a three-letter last name. The other an eight-letter last name. Move the first letter of the eight-letter name to the start of the three-letter name. The result will be two synonyms. Who are the people and what are the synonyms?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us this week from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.